President Obama is meeting the expectations of the NAACP?
Yes, because it's expectations of all Americans. So we're part of it.
He promised that he was going to stop the war in Iraq and other places. Do you think he's doing well so far?
He didn't promise he was going to stop the war. He said that it was time to bring the troops home, and he's begun action along those lines.
He's bringing the troops home at this point.
He's doing something that Bush didn't do. It took Bush 8 years.
In the hotel lobby, NAACP delegates staunchly support the president. But on the street, longtime Harlem community activist Nellie Bailey is less sanguine.
There is an effort to silence us within our own respective movements. But what is demanded is a critique of his domestic and foreign policies. We have an administration that has committed nearly $12 trillion to the bankers. This is the most infamous hijacking of our system in the history of this country.
600 saw Carl Dix from the Revolutionary Communist Party debate Cornel West at City College on Tuesday, but unlike West, Dix has little faith in the NAACP.
America might be ready to put a black man in the White House, but they are not ready to stop their cops gunning down black and brown men on the street. They have not backed away from the attempt to murder Mubia Abu-Jamal.
After years of pressure from activists, the NAACP finally passed an emergency resolution calling on Attorney General Eric Holden to review the cases of Abu-Jamal and several other political prisoners on civil rights grounds. In his speech, President Obama encouraged young black youths to choose education and yearn to become Supreme Court justices. But Job, a young member of the Uhuru movement, rejects the admonition.
1 out of 8 African men in his 20s is now in prison on any given day. This is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the conditions of existence for African people in the U.S. This is what has made it necessary for our oppressors to employ a global neo-colonial strategy that intends to give imperial white power a new and friendlier face. As it becomes increasingly clear that military coercion alone is no longer sufficient for imperialist success.
During his 6 months in office, President Obama has escalated the war in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and hundreds of civilians have been killed by U.S. warplanes. Shahid Comrade, General Secretary of Pakistan USA Freedom Forum, wants Obama to break with what he calls the shameful Bush legacy.
Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, ex-Attorney General Gonzales, Ashcroft, Colin Powell, these all are the war criminals. So we ask Obama to open the all-secret file. We are not afraid to pay the price for our mistakes. And if we don't do this, that's not America. This will not change what we want. And we're asking everybody to join us. Let's open government, sunshine government, nothing to hide.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.